month of the fee. Back my charge up a quarter and easy. Competitive saving rates. Saving best for you, Bukumo, yes. Flexible access, Yandalama. Mama ATM, Mama Bangalana. E-wallet, Yolo Bangalana. Asset deposit, your drone Dalama. Perhaps you cannot remove a member. How many members is your Chidimba? When I need Yama physical meet. Perhaps you charge a boost, I'm a member. Yeah. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, I just got better. Saving in a shop, I just got better. Na SMB group savings account. SMB group savings account.
SMB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Kapirimposhi woman allegedly kills her boyfriend. In African news, a 10 killed in a multi-vehicle crash on N8 near Bochavelo. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A woman in her early 30s has allegedly killed a boyfriend in Kapirimposhi by roughly pulling his manhood. The suspect, who has since been arrested, has only been identified as Frolens, whereas the deceased has been identified as Sylvester Chisenga, aged 36, of Matilio compound. Prior to Chisenga's death, it is reported that the two had been living in a constant abusive relationship. On the fateful day, it is said that the duo had picked up a quarrel, which resulted in physical confrontation after the couple returned from a drinking spree. Police sources and a headman Sokoni, who is a relative to the deceased, confirmed the development. Meanwhile, our news crew interacted with a friend to the suspect, Patricia Lungu, who narrated how the two parties were constantly involved in physical fights, leading to what transpired. Residents of Mpula area in Kapirimposhi district have expressed happiness over the completion of the police post in the area. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Mr. Justin Kapungwe explained that for a long time Mpula had had no police post, which led to increased criminal activities. He said the coming of a new police post will help bring safety and peace to the community. Mr. Mpungwe further thanked the contractor for the quick completion of the project and urged authorities to continue bringing such developments to rural areas.
Oh, yeah.
Health officials in Musurila district have discussed their preparations on how the WHO undertake prevention measures of waterborne diseases such as cholera in the rainy season. Musurila district health planner Frida Himawila says the meeting focused on assessing the district's status regarding disease causation and spread in order to strengthen prevention and response measures. Stakeholders raised concerns about Mulonga Water Supply and Sanitation Company, noting that the utility has not done enough to improve water reticulation and overall infrastructure to safeguard water quality during the season. Speaking in an interview, Ms. Himwila said that in preparedness for potential health emergencies, Mufrila District has established a district-wide task force committee and various stakeholders have been assigned to roles to support coordinated action during the rainy season and any subsequent outbreak.
So we're looking at, we looked at the district status in as far as area diseases are concerned. The director presented that and the reactions from the other stakeholders that were in the meeting came up. Of course, we had a lot of reactions, especially bordering around Mulonga Water Utility Company, which hasn't done so well in as far as water recirculation is concerned in Mufulira. But at the end of it all, we were interested in the bed of the community, the committee, the task force committee for the district in as far as the epidemic preparedness is concerned.
A civic leader of Luangwa has called for the exclusion of traditional leaders from council meetings. In his virtual submission to the Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendments, Jory Tembo, a ward councillor, has explained that the presence of chiefs in council sittings limits the full participation of the civic leaders. Mr. Tembo has noted that this is because the chiefs are highly respected members of society whose presence intimidates councillors, thereby interfering with their freedom to deliberate. He has since recommended that traditional leaders should instead be sending representatives to council meetings. Another resident of Luangwa, Titus Amuhandu, made a similar submission virtually, calling for members of parliament not to be allowed to participate in council meetings. He cited the principle of separation of powers, noting that members of parliament should stick to their legislative responsibility. Meanwhile, Opposition Reasoning Assurance Party President Charles Ngesa, who also submitted virtually from the Saka Civic Center, proposed that the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, be handled by an autonomous body. Mr. Ngesa said that this will enable councils to focus on a revenue generation, which will help them fulfill their mandate of service delivery at local level. We now break for sort of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twatotela, sikomo, situpesi, twasanta. Part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, Mitengo, Zama Oja, Zamele Kalandida, Ife, Pako.